Jimmy Cooper, who will be turning 80 in November, continues to work as a nurse in the intensive care unit at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. Despite a brief retirement at the age of 69, he returned to nursing after just 4 months because he found himself bored. Jimmy finds great satisfaction in his job and has no plans to give it up anytime soon. Jimmy's nursing career was shaped by a chance meeting with a matron and her deputy in a cottage hospital near Brighton in the 1970s. Intrigued by their conversation, he left his contact details and was later signed up for a training course. However, during his training, he faced restrictions such as not being allowed to listen to lectures about female patients and being unable to work on a female ward. It took 2 years before he saw his first female patient. Throughout his career, Jimmy has cared for a wide range of patients, including Conservative Party politicians injured in the Brighton bombing in 1984. As the manager of the unit at the time, he received a call about the bombing and initially thought it was a joke. However, he soon realized the seriousness of the situation and took care of the injured politicians. Jimmy has been working on the intensive care unit ward at the Royal Victoria Hospital for almost 20 years. His colleagues admire his patience and describe him as a fantastic teacher. They enjoy spending tea breaks with him and affectionately call him Granda. Dr. Brian McCloskey, a consultant on the ward, praises Jimmy for his caring and compassionate nature, as well as his extensive knowledge and experience. Despite his 5 decades of experience in the health service, Jimmy has no plans to retire. He hopes to extend his contract for at least another 3 years. He believes that keeping up with younger members of staff helps him stay fit and young. Jimmy's dedication to nursing is truly inspiring and shows that age is not a barrier to pursuing a fulfilling career in healthcare.